This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He unloads, and the pitch is ripped to deep right field. Hooking at the pole, it's gone. A two-run homer for Vinny Pasquantino off a high sinker. And the Royals, who all of a sudden have long ball power in this series, take a 2-0 lead.
You're an idiot and you don't know baseball.
Ranger fans, you're not dreaming.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
I'll tell you, how can you not be romantic about a decline in strikeouts, baby? That is what we are seeing across the sport. It is Diamond Cavs on 105 through the Fan. The Rangers do have the Pirates over the weekend. And one little nugget here before we get that. Speaking of strikeouts, Paul Skenes is a master of the strikeout, but he has a 1.89 ERA over his first 38 career starts.
Oh,
I'm going to say that again. He has a 1.89 ERA under his first 38 career starts.
You think they're going to deal him? And who's the last type of player like Skenes to get dealt, and what was the return?
They are going to deal him. I don't know when. They better sell the freaking franchise when they do.
Nobody's been as good as it, but I mean, Cole, like when Garrett Cole got traded, that may have been the last like person of that kind of stature to get dealt.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Which was also a Pirates pitcher.
The current all-time leaderboard for career ERA through 38 starts, only one guy has had a better ERA in the history of the sport through 38 starts than Paul Skenes. That's Ed Walsh, and you probably never heard of him. We are talking about an amazing start to a career.
Yeah.
And the guy can't buy a win right now because the team scores no runs for him. But this is amazing what he has done, and it's fun to watch. It really, really is. But speaking of strikeouts, and this is where the long ball era might be dead, or at least it's declining. Strikeouts by hitters for the fourth straight year are in decline. I don't think most of us would have thought that. It peaked in 2020, and then 2021, and then we have seen a decline in four straight years. We were down about 1%. It's still double what it was 40 years ago. Back in 1981, it was 12.5% of all at-bats entered into strikeout. Now it's about 22%. So we're looking at almost double. But we're still down over 1% for the last 4 years. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really, really good. Strikeouts are boring. They're fun if you're the team pitching, but they're boring otherwise.
Is it just people are getting out in different ways, or hits up or walks up? What's the...
Contacts up.
I mean, that's...
Are we all fine before we do this and really advocate for it of wanting home runs to decline? Or no. We just want contact up? Like, if I told you you got to remove one for your enjoyment more, the three-pointer out of basketball or the home run out of baseball? Which one would make the sport more enjoyable for you?
Ooh.
I took one of each, one or the other out.
If you took the three-pointer out of basketball, I think I could watch that easier than baseball with no home runs.
Okay. Because we're all talking about talking about them both kind of being problems, that it's all or nothing in baseball and all or nothing in basketball.
I just don't want so much nothing is the problem. Like, yeah. I just don't want so many strikeouts, and I just don't want 220 hitters.
Look, if I watch a basketball game, all right.
Like the 320 hitter or the mid-range Shea?
Yeah, if I watch a basketball game
I want the 320 hitter.
Yeah.
Let's say I see 10 possessions in a row with no scoring. All right? I could buy with that.
I could still... Like yesterday's third quarter to start.
I could still
the hideous third quarter.
It was six. It was the same score. Like nobody scored for like the
same
first,
score.
Like four or five
7 minutes straight it took of game time for the Thunder to score.
So I could still watch that. If I see seven at-bats in a row and nobody makes contact, it's like, guys, what are we doing here, right? Let's go.
Yep.
Let's go. So I like that contact is up. I would like to see, honestly, like if I was commissioner, I'd be like, look, guys, let's move the fences back a little bit. Let's get triples.
Yep.
Give me some triples here.
I mean, even if you move the fences back, it feels like you're still just going to get like outfielders running it down.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like a lot of times the wall is what?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, but I don't know that the batting average goes up. Like, defense has gotten, it's like how the shift elimination worked for a little bit, and now like yesterday, Seager hit into basically what was a shift, even though it technically wasn't. He hits smokes a ball up the middle, and somebody's right there to snatch it up. It's still basically the shift.
All right, so at 22%, you know, when strikeouts are down, batting average generally goes up, and it seems to be the case in 2025. The overall 245 mark is 2 points better than it was last season, as the and that should go up because the batting average months are ahead of us. Usually, player batting averages go up when we get to June, July, and August, as it gets warmer, and they're not as behind the pitchers as they are early on in the year. League batting average on balls in play is steady year over year, so that's good. And we're seeing they want to see it back near 300 batting average on balls in play. It's at 290. They want to see it back at 300, but these are some good stats here. Now, you mentioned the home run. 39.4% of runs this year have come via the homer. That is the lowest since 2015.
Nice.
So teams are playing small ball. Stolen bases are up. They're making more contact. And manufacturing a run is a good sign. It's a good sign for the sport.
Now, what is up with this baseball that you guys keep talking about being different?
All right, Andrew McCutchen. Glad you brought that up. Andrew McCutchen, he told The Athletic that he was told by a rep for Major League Baseball that the balls are different this year. They have higher seams. Higher seams produce more drag when they're flying through the air.
Man, did you hear David Murphy talk about the jet stream yesterday on the TV broadcast? He was talking about construction behind home play, and it was wild. It was a Bill Nye episode. Hey, who's Bill Nye?
Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yay! There we go. Yeah, when they put that in, was it the Capital One Club, whatever it was called at the old park?
Crazy. And then they were working on it one day, and we all noticed that his hitters, like, construction behind home plate.
Because it used to be at the ballpark, if the flags were blowing in, which is normally like, oh, the ball's going to die, it was like the ball was going to shoot out.
Yeah.
Because the wind would come in, hit off the back of that, and shoot the ball back out to right field.
And then on the top of the office building and the stands, they put these like screens up. 08, 09, whatever it was. They put these screens up to try to block the wind that was coming in, creating the jet stream. Oh, that didn't work. But he was like, so he asked, McCutchen asked why. Why are the seams up producing more drag? And he said, every baseball is hand sewn, so no ball is the same. He says, can anything be done about this? And he was told nothing can be done this year, but they're working on getting to the bottom of why it seems that the seams are higher. Guys, Cal Raleigh's on pace for 61 home runs. Aaron Judge is on pace for like 60 home runs. Shohei's on pace for like 60. We're complaining about the seams on a baseball?
I mean, the ball is...
We think there's more drag? Are these guys just superhuman?
Yes, they are. Those are superhuman players. But the Athletic did research on this. They said that the ball this year on exit velocity, trajectory, everything else that it should result in, they said on average the ball is going 4 feet shorter.
By the way, talking about all this research, what happened to the bat?
The torpedo bat?
Oh, it died.
That just popped into my brain. It totally went out of my memory.
I Googled it last week because I was like, has there been a story about that since? And I looked, and like the most recent story I could find was like a month ago. Like nobody talks about them
anymore. Talk about a craze. You talk about the definition of a craze in society.
Yeah.
And a 15 minutes. And no more torpedo bat.
No.
Gone.
And people are still, like, people still use them. They're still using them, but the craze is not there because they had a good day. Like, that's what it was. They caught the balls in the right spot of the barrel.
You know who is using one, though, right now this year? Cal Raleigh is still using the torpedo bat.
Oh.
And Raleigh's having a career year. So yes, Paul Goldschmidt's had a resurgence. He's using one.
Did they make them for youth sports? Did they make them? Or no, you can't with the dimension.
I don't think they make them for metal bats. I've not seen one for metal. But you could buy one. I mean, you could buy them for wood bats. So 39.4% of runs coming from the home run. That's good. Another good stat that we're seeing around Major League Baseball, and that is the number 76. No, not 1776, the birth of our nation. 76 pitchers currently qualify for the ERA title. All right. Now, that may not mean anything on the surface, but last year, only 58 pitchers qualified. What is and in 2023, only 44. That means pitchers are going deeper into games. In order to qualify for the ERA title, in order to qualify for the batting title, you have to have 3.1 plate appearances per team game played. So if your team plays in 100 games, you've got to have 310 at-bats to qualify for the batting title. ERA title is different. You got to have X amount of innings to qualify for the ERA title. Now, the last time we were in the 70s was 2016. The record was set in 1998. There were 96 players that qualified. But the fact that we have basically almost not quite doubled, but we could see the double from there, what we were just 2 years ago and the amount of pitchers that qualify tells you that pitchers are going deeper into games. And one team that we could thank for this is the Rays. So the Rays, for years, the Rays were we're using openers, not going three times through the order. That was the Blake Snell. Kevin Cash in the World Series right here at the at Globe.
Yep.
And the Rays are like, you know what? We're not doing that. This year, we're having starters. They've got a large percentage of their innings come from starters this year. So those are a couple of good things that I saw around the sport.
We have, last year there were 28 complete games in Major League Baseball. And so far this year, which we're not halfway through the year yet, but they are up to 16 complete games. So that's on pace for a few more this year. So, yeah, I mean, we're getting more complete games so far. I mean, Framber Valdez already has two this year, which would have led all of Major League Baseball last year.
Yeah, I mean, to go through a whole season and have one guy lead the league with two complete games, that was a month for pitchers 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
40 years ago.
Gosh, what did Nolan Ryan had a year where he threw like 20 or something? Like, I mean, it was absurd. And so, yeah, it doesn't come around anymore. They just don't do it that way anymore.
Diamond Cavs in the home of the Rangers, where yesterday they were swept for the first time at home by the Kansas City Royals, who had come in losing six straight. Rangers were no hit through five before Wyatt and Simeon broke that up. Positive, Marcus has an 11-game hit streak. Jacob Latz did what he could, but the Rangers back under 500 before the Pirates.
Yeah, and now hopefully you get right with the Pirates, but you still got to get the bats going. And
I don't care. Again, I don't care if they get right against the Pirates.
Yeah.
If they sweep. I've sold on this current team being a playoff contender or making it there.
And then the Royals were a team that, like, there was expectations. There was expectations on them coming in. And, I mean, they made the playoffs last year, and they were a chic pick to go and maybe upset the Yankees in the opening round. And they haven't had the kind of year they had hoped for, but here they come in, and this wasn't really even a close series.
There's still, I was just looking through this, there's still nobody close to Texas on runs allowed this year, and they're under 500. The closest team to them, the Mets, are 11 runs more than
Texas.
When's
the last time we've had a group in DFW wasted this much? It'd be like if you had a number one shutdown Cowboy defense averaging 13. They don't get any offense, or an offense for the Mavericks with zero defense, or with the Stars. I'm wondering when's the last time, Fantex, that you can recall something like this being wasted.
Probably one of those early 2000s Mavs teams that was like the best offense in basketball a lot of times. And they could not stop anybody.
Diamond Cavs with Ralph James Choppy on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Much to our surprise,
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA Finals are still alive. Have you been watching? We have the numbers to show the truth. And a happy birthday to Dirk next on The Fan.
The magic carpet ride for the Pacers is not over. They'll play for an NBA title on Sunday night in Game 7.
An absolute beatdown last night. The Indiana Pacers forcing Game 7 on Sunday in Oklahoma. Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Friday to you here from Sean, RJ, and Bobby. This was a 30-point game. At one point, it ended up a 17-point win. And here we go with the Thunder favored by 8.5 at home. I'm the only one that is picking Indiana, but I've changed my mind 13 times about the series so far. I just want to see what happens with Shea and Jalen Williams in their moment because all the pressure on them.
Yeah, this is, look, I mean, if Indiana would have won this series when it was 2-2, like a lot of people, I think, it wouldn't have been this historic meltdown. Like, we knew already, like, they were competitive. They had shown what they'd done. Oklahoma City getting up 3-2, then getting run out of Indiana the other night. And if they lose at home after everybody's just talking about how difficult they are at home, this will be a massive embarrassment for Oklahoma City.
Yeah, they're asking on TV, is this season a failure if the Thunder lose Game 7? Yeah.
Yeah.
1,000% it's a failure.
No doubt.
Absolutely.
Yeah, generally, you know, you're up 3-2, you got two chances to win, and one of those is at home on Game 7, it's absolutely a failure.
With Tyrese Halliburton compromise, which was total BS, which I told you two games ago.
Two games.
Here's Tyrese talking about gutting it out.
It's the finals, like, you know, all of us got to give everything we have, you know. I give everything I have for this group in this locker room, so I'm just trying to come out here and play the best of my ability. My guys have had my back all year, and especially tonight, and that means the world to me.
What do the ratings look like?
Not good. Game 5 ratings are out. They finished with under 10 million average viewers. It was down 22% from Game 5 between the Celtics and the Mavs, which that was a closeout game that the Celtics had owned that series. This is 2-2, this is going to be pivotal game, and all they could draw in there was 9.5 million viewers.
9.5 million?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go back to last year, the lowest was 9.6. Other than that, everything was above 10.9. Previous year, Nuggets Heat 5-game series, the lowest was 10.4 million. That's pretty low. If you go to baseball, the Rangers Diamondbacks World Series was the highest they had was 11.4. That was Game 5. But other than that, was 9.1. Last year, the lowest was 13 million. And the previous year, the lowest for baseball was 10.7. So we are talking about being off the pace. This is bad.
Well, people have been missing out, in my opinion. This is probably because I'm betting every which way possible through Underdog. But it's been a fun finals.
Yeah.
It's been a good finals.
Yeah.
Much better than the Stanley Cup final, which I thought was going to be much better than the NBA one.
Yeah. I mean, I've really enjoyed the NBA finals to this point. I mean, we've had, obviously, last night wasn't great.
No.
Game 2 wasn't great.
The Cup final ended poorly in the final, 3 games.
But I mean,
a lot of games.
Because the first 3 games were better than anything we've seen in this.
Like, I mean, I think it's two really good teams that both play team basketball. Like, Oklahoma City has developed this reputation a little bit as kind of like Goliath in this David Goliath matchup.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people typically think of those teams as like, oh, super team, or you don't play the game the right way. Oklahoma City plays basketball the right way.
Yeah.
Like, they play really good team basketball. They're really fundamental. They're really sound.
Defend.
Yeah, they defend like crazy. And that, in fact, they were a better defensive team by far all year than Indiana was. And it's one of those things that when you're watching this, you're seeing two well-coached teams that play team basketball. It's just right now, Oklahoma City has come up short in some of these bigger moments than Indiana has.
Is this just another example of the WNBA not getting it as star, and she is a star in the WNBA, Kelsey Plum. Plum or Plume?
Plum.
Plum, a former girlfriend, I believe, of Darren Waller. She was not thrilled with some autograph seekers.
Nope, she was not thrilled at all. Kelsey Plum, bad look. So she is heading to the bus.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm just enjoying Sean recognizing sometimes the door needs to be closed.
So she is heading towards the team bus. She's walking. She's got her stuff in her hand. And she comes up on something that I guess she hasn't seen before. even though she's been a professional athlete for quite a while.
A fan?
an autograph seeker.
Oh, you're serious.
The bus was right here.
Oh, you're going two
routes
also.
Don't y'all find that kind of weird? Low-key? Come on.
A little, but
I'm really turned off right now.
I'm just a fan, though.
I know. I appreciate that.
You sign one? You put my name on it.
Awesome. I'll sign one.
And she signed one.
Yeah, she did sign one. But
after calling him weird.
Don't you find that weird? Low-key. 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 Low-key weird. I'm just like, look.
You like that?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's weird. Yes, it's probably creepy for a grown man out there looking for autographs. It probably is.
Okay, well, don't complain about all the other... Don't complain about everything else, then. If you don't want fans and you don't want the things that come with that.
Nobody should be camped out as a 50-year-old man looking for an autograph. But you can't have it both ways. You can't say you want more money and you want more fame, you want more ratings, and not accept all that comes with it. Like, either live in obscurity with crap money and have to go play in Russia to make $30,000 a month in the off season, or embrace the fact that you have people that now want to get your autograph.
I'm going to defend Kelsey here. I think this is a little bit of an unfair look.
I don't know how hard it is to defend her.
She can ball.
Wow, she's good.
She can play.
And I feel bad talking bad about because I love her.
Okay,
she's without my favorite player in the
so,
league.
So, has the rest of the league screwed up the Caitlin Clark moment with their jealousy? Yeah. Is Angel Reese and others delusional about their product and quality of play and how much people care about everyone else not named Caitlin Clark? Yeah, they're delusional. Like, they're delusion running rampant. I don't know if that means every single time that Kelsey Plum or someone doesn't want to give an autograph, because we're going to do this now. Anytime someone, she still did give the autograph. Anytime someone doesn't go all out to embrace any single fan of a WNBA player, we're going to be like, you just don't understand. You don't get it. Like, you just need to do whatever any fan wants in order to get more eyeballs and ratings on your sport. So in this instance, I think a little bit unfair too, because we're going to say this for any video clip in which Caitlin Clark or someone else does not oblige.
I would not say a word about this story if they had headphones on and just like pretended like they couldn't hear him walk past. It's the stop to confront somebody. You're weird for being a fan and waiting out here for my autograph, like they do for all the other sports.
Yeah.
That's where she screwed up. If she would have said, oh, hey, I appreciate it. Thanks. I don't have time to sign. I got to go. I wouldn't have killed that. Like, she doesn't have to sign, but to basically stop down and go like, I'm going to lecture this guy for being weird, knowing that we're here at the hotel because the bus is here. It's like, this is what comes with it. Like, I mean, I guess it is new for y'all.
Yeah.
Like, but I mean, other than that, like, this is what comes with it. And that's where I think it's ridiculous, is not only that you're trying to chastise this building fan base.
Yeah, look, I mean, if there's 1,000 people out there, you're obviously not going to be able to get to all of them. Even if there's 30, you're not going to be able to get to all of them. This looked like one guy. It looked like, now, obviously, we can't see the video. It looked like one guy. Like, it's a couple people. I don't know, just sign the autograph. Yeah, because obviously, I know what athletes are thinking. What the athletes are thinking here, and a lot of times anyway. Oh, this guy's just going to get this autograph and then sell it. Right? That athletes, and I have no problem with athletes being upset about that. You know, they're upset. They don't want their... You're making money off my signature now. I have no problem. They would have no problem signing for you. You know, but not for you to sell it.
I can get a Kelsey Plum autograph for $16 on eBay, by the way. Just saying.
I wonder how many Kevin Hagelin has. I'm going to ask him during 940 Crosstalk. Yesterday, was the 47th birthday of number 41, the Diggler, turning another year older. And Brendan Haywood, friend of the morning show, former teammate of Dirk, was on the Dan Patrick Show giving his favorite Dirk memory.
We're in the NBA Finals. It's before the finals. And because it was, it's my favorite story because it's not really who Dirk is. He has that quiet confidence, but the way he said it made me look at him like, okay, big fella's really with the smoke. And we're taking on the big three, and we're talking about the game. We're in the locker room. We're talking about the matchup. We're going against the Heatles, obviously, LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh. And we're like, yeah, what are we going to do to stop the big three? And he's just like, that ain't no big three. And we kind of look at him. We're like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't look at it like that. If they were really a big three in the offseason, they would have came and got me. And I was like, okay. Because Dirk don't talk like that. And he really meant it. And at that time, I didn't know he kind of had like a simmering beef with D-Wade from 06. And the guys kind of caught me up on it. Like, yeah, he don't really have no love for D-Wade. And so, like, to see Dirk in that space and then to go out there and do what he did in the finals, man, that's my favorite Dirk story, because him talking like that is out of character for him. And I like him in that space.
I had not heard that one. I bet you thought when you first heard it, finals, Heatles, the sick thing, the coughing. I had not heard that story. How about the Dirk swag? That ain't no big three. They did not come and get me. Was he available? Or was he a free agent, I should say, that all season or at that time? I can't remember.
He was a free agent, I think, after the lockout. Right after that year, I think Dirk, when he won the title, was a free agent.
He might have been. The thing with Dirk was, like,
he gave them a couple breaks.
No one ever was, like, aware when he was a free agent, because it's like, well, he's going back to Dallas. Yeah. But, like, no one ever felt like that was a thing. And so he was always there. But, man, you always hear there's chatter from people in the league. They'll talk about just how he's got some swag to him. Like, he had the, can't remember who it was, in one of those Athletic articles about NBA trash talk, and somebody had said Dirk's go-to line was always like, you better learn Mandarin because you're going to Beijing.
Well, he called people burgers, I think.
Burgers was his other thing. Like, he was low-key an S-talker.
Look, there was no love lost between him and Dwayne long before the coughing incident. Before.
He said it was back to 06.
It was. They had for years not been invited to each other's birthday parties.
Game 7 of the NBA Finals Sunday night in Oklahoma. The Thunder favored by 8.5. I would take the Pacers and the points. What will we learn from the new Jerry Jones show? No, not the Netflix documentary, the cartoon. Mm-hmm. That's next in B-Low,
B-Belt,
right here on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Why haven't we heard more about this new Jerry Jones show? It's apparently been buried in the news cycle. Let's reference it here in Below the Belt, which is sponsored by D&M Leasing. You can check them out at dmautoleasing.com. I assume this is because there's not, like, a whole lot of fleshed out details yet. There's one screen grab from the show, but Adult Swim, which has had a number of various satire cartoons and different things like that over the years, recently announced a new cartoon series they have coming up called Keeping Up with the Joneses.
Oh, baby.
It follows a family trying to fit in with their wealthy Dallas neighbors, which includes their next door neighbor, Jerry Jones.
Wow.
The cable network has ordered a series, which is 10 episodes, half hour show. It'll chronicle the Newberry family of Dallas as they try to keep up with all their neighbors, including Jones. The animated version of Jones will be a character in the series. He will not lend his voice for it. They made sure to add that this will be an actor doing this. But that's all the details that they have at the moment right now. But I'm kind of surprised.
I like the play on words there that they're using, like to keep up the Joneses.
Yeah, it's smart. It's a nice play on words here. But like we've seen him do the acting in Landman. We know the Netflix series is coming out. Not involved in this project, not tied to that.
Do they have to get permission?
I don't think so.
Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I don't know if you have to do that kind of, because I mean, South Park has had Jerry on there before. Like, not Jerry obviously voicing it, but they've had like a version of him on there. But I do kind of wonder, even without the details out there, Jerry's always been Mr. Any publicity's good publicity. I wonder if this would be a line of, I don't necessarily need an Adult Swim cartoon every week, basically mocking whatever my home life would be.
Is Adult Swim over the line or like South Park?
No, so did you ever watch, did you ever watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
No.
Or anything like that? Okay, so like, I mean,
I'm not a virgin.
It's a little bit more.
Kidding.
It's a little bit more bizarre.
Man.
It's a little bit more bizarre and kind of out there. It's not nearly as sharp and biting as like,
Rick and Morty.
Cartoon Network is, or some of those other things that we've gotten before.
Yeah, like Central. Disney X, my wife, she wants to let Ollie watch Jurassic Park the movie, but if I put Disney X on, she's like, no, that's inappropriate. Like, yeah. What are you doing? That's not for kids.
Wait, is the X in Disney X like?
I was wondering.
Is that what that means?
Like next level, like yeah. SpongeBobby.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think it's like for SpongeBobby. Generation X, like that kind of thing. Like that kind of.
Like it's going to be more mature.
Yeah, like the old Nick at Night when we used to have that.
Yes.
Like that's Disney X. But no, Adult Swim, like they've had, like you just referenced Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty is the one that, yeah, that's kind of like the standard bearer for them. And that one's been pretty biting in the past, but I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna be pulling clips from it. I know that whenever this releases,
where Adult Swim is.
It's a Cartoon Network.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I haven't gone to it in years.
You know, it doesn't sound like a lot of people go to the TV much. If you listen to those NBA Finals ratings, I'm sure Adam Silver will tell you that. It's just people don't watch as much TV. We still dominate the broadcast though. All right, CBS has NFL minicamp overreactions. And we're going to run through some of them here. They've got five of them that they had over there at CBS. Number one, first one here, and this is one that I'm guilty of. I think I've got a receipt somewhere that Peyton saved. Hopefully he didn't save it, of me saying Anthony Richardson wouldn't ever start another game again for the Colts. And I think he started one like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So that was completely wrong. But Anthony Richardson will not be the Colts starter come week one, overreaction or not.
Who's
Daniel Jones? Daniel Jones. He's been taking first team reps.
Is it because of health? If Anthony Richardson's healthy, Anthony Richardson will start.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is related to, they're talking about flat out just him not getting the starting job.
No.
Yeah, I think he is. He sat out minicamp with a shoulder. Assuming that shoulder's fine, he'll start.
It better be him.
I'm trying to think of...
That would drive me crazy as a Colts fan, even if Richardson doesn't work out. And even if the whole quitting thing, continues to show he's not a hard worker, doesn't have the heart. I don't want Daniel Jones starting my season. Daniel Jones can come in week 7.
Yeah.
Or 13 or never.
Yeah, never.
Like Shane Steichen, is he on some type of hot seat to have to win games with Daniel Jones? Now you better find out what Richardson is.
Man, Indianapolis has become that new rotating just quarterback purgatory.
That GM gets a pass.
Ballard, yeah.
The golden
Ballard,
boy.
Yeah.
Why?
Boy, Dockett is right about him, man. Called him a fraud of a GM, just one of the worst, but everybody seems to love him.
I mean, his whole reputation has always been, oh, what a great drafter. But, I mean, he's had his misses, too. And he'll get very contentious and push back whenever anybody questions something. Remember he had that with A.D. Mitchell coming out of Texas. People were like, hey, there was some buzz that he was a character problem. And he's like, lies. It's all lies. And if you say he had a character problem, you're just a flat-out liar. It's like, well, no, I mean, that was a legitimate thing he dealt with. But Indianapolis, it's been the Phillip Rivers, Joe Flacco, Daniel Jones, like just this recycling of, like, we're just trying to stay afloat. Anthony Richardson still feels to me like he's essentially the Joey Gallo type quarterback, where it's like there's all this ability. And it's like, same thing we've talked about Joe Milton, where it's like, we don't know if he can put it together, but it's all there. Yeah, to compare, that'd be bad to compare Joe Milton to Anthony Richardson. Last year, I had an NFL scout tell me, they're like, this is both probably a saying that Anthony Richardson's overrated and Joe Milton's or Joe Milton's underrated, Anthony Richardson's overrated, but he said, if you look at those two players, I don't see a difference. He said, they're the same player to me.
I've discovered one of your sports kryptonites.
Kryptonite?
Yeah, kryptonite. Okay. You know what that is? Or yeah. Are you too busy watching
Adult Swim?
Yeah, no,
adult
tell swim. Me, Virgin, go.
I got two kids. It's like you had two kids. All yeah. right, so we produced the same.
Congrats.
Thank you. You give up too easy. You sell too easy on some of these young prospects.
I do.
Some of these young guys.
Yeah, probably.
We all have our holes. You know, we all have our deficiencies, but you sell quick.
I do. I probably more so.
You already got Evan Carter and Frisco.
That's right. I was wrong about that one, too. I've been missing a lot lately on the young players. Yeah, I'm ready to bail whenever it doesn't look right for the first 2 years. And that's, but I mean, to me, Anthony Richardson.
I mean, you should be in an NFL front office then, because that's what they do.
It's probably more than anything. That's right. And quarterbacks should have more hesitation than any, because we've seen so many guys turn it around recently. Baker Mayfield turned it around. Ryan Tannehill turned it around. Darnold recently, Geno. Like, the guys have shown that they can flip it. It's probably confirmation bias more than anything else. Is I already thought Anthony Richardson looked like a mess, and so when he looks like a mess for 2 years, I'm like, all right, there it is. I don't have any time for that. All right, next overreaction here from CBS. Kirk Cousins will be a backup quarterback in 2025.
Ooh. That's not an overreaction. Where could he go to start now? Pittsburgh's off the table.
He has said.
Like we'll never start a game? Like, won't start for Atlanta
won't
this
start.
Year?
He will be a backup. Like, that's his whole.
Look, the injury risk is going to be there for that, for Penix. But, I think it was Albert Breer that said that he is at peace and he's only going to accept a trade to a certain team. So if the Giants come calling or the Jets, he probably wouldn't go because they don't have a chance to win. But if Jared Goff goes down in the preseason and they came calling, he might do that.
I mean, yeah, like,
because, you know, they're ready to win.
Or like, I can't remember who's their backup
just
right now.
Herbert goes down, he might. Yeah.
I can't remember who the backup is or not. If Purdy went down, like Shanahan I can put Kirk Cousins in my offense right. like I've wanted. Like, I think that's what's going to happen. I think they're sitting around waiting to go, who needs a quarterback, who needs a hired gun, and we'll trade him there.
Besides New Orleans, and I'm skimming through the teams right now quickly.
Mm.
Besides New Orleans,
Mac Jones is the backup in San Fran.
I cannot find a place to welcome him immediately in as a starter. I've looked at every team. There's only one obvious opening, and that would be the Saints.
I agree.
I'm not saying they wouldn't get an upgrade. They either have a project, they have someone that would figure, they have a draft pick.
Like the Jets have Fields. The Giants have.
Yeah, they have a new signing.
Yeah.
So it's only the Saints, and they're not a win now team.
I agree. I'm banking on the war of attrition thing and some quarterbacks getting hurt early.
Yeah.
And when a quarterback gets hurt early, a team's going to go.
Cousins will start a game this year.
Let's go. Yeah. And I think, like,
I don't know if he's not going to start off. I don't think he starts off the season as a starter. Like you're saying, depends on injury, maybe.
Yeah. And I'm just assuming somebody will get it. Or, like, I don't know. Does Indianapolis go, this is a mess, let's go get another retread quarterback? Anthony Richardson's not working and Daniel Jones is really bad. This isn't working out. So I would guess that'll be what we get. Next one. The Commanders will not have Terry McLaurin at the start of the season.
Overreaction. Like, Le'Veon Bell's. Who's the last one to actually miss games?
Bell. Yeah, this right? This would be that theirs is more centered around it gets so bad, Washington has to trade him.
Oh. No. They'll figure it out.
I would hope, man, they would address this.
You have a rookie quarterback, deal quarterback. You can't be farting around with.
He means too much to them, in my opinion, in terms of just being a good guy.
You have
a Redskins commander.
Yeah, you're off. You're coming off your best season probably since you won a Super Bowl, right? Probably since the Rippin team. You're coming off your best year since then, and you're gonna mess around. This is not the time for that. This is that you've got. You finally.
Well, it doesn't mean you give out dumb money.
No,
you brought up his age.
I agree. It doesn't mean you give out dumb money, but you've finally curried favor with the fan base.
Yeah.
And when you have a quarterback at a rookie deal, you can make, I don't want to say dumb decisions, but aggressively
financial.
Yeah. Aggressively irresponsible decisions.
That dude has put up numbers in a quarterback situation that nobody should.
Yep.
And so to me, and last year, what was it? His first year with Jaden, he had 13 touchdowns or something. Like, he explodes as soon as he was getting competent quarterback play. So to me, there's a handful of guys that you pay for what they're going to do, and then there's just like most of the guys you pay, this is what we think you're going to do for us. Then there's a very small number that you pay them for what they've done, like reward them for being a good soldier or for being. Dirk was paid at the end of his career for what he had done, and it wasn't for what he could do for them anymore. McLaurin's obviously got more time left, but there should be some of it is like, you've been stable in a really awful situation, and we owe this to you.
I agree.
Next one here, Travis Hunter should be a full-time player on both sides of the ball.
No.
Nope. Richard Sherman detailed this for me. That's all I needed to do personally for me. Yes, he did. Yeah, he called me up.
I hope it wasn't him knocking on your door.
He was not knocking. But he was like, look, I mean, you know what's going to happen. He gets to the fourth quarter of a game, and NFL teams are smart enough to.
Well, why weren't college teams, though? That would be my. Like, college teams aren't stupid. No. Why wouldn't they run them on go routes?
There's also more downtime in college than a pro game. There's more commercial breaks and. The way the clock stops, it's just different, right? It's just a little bit different.
He might do a game like this, but it's not going to be full time.
I can't remember.
And he's getting more offensive work than defensive work in Jacksonville.
Yes. You both, I think, right? You both had settled on, you thought he was more corner.
Yeah.
That you would play him at corner instead of receiver.
Yeah. I would.
Yeah. I think that his athleticism can probably win easier early on at receiver than corner. If he's not sharp, but to me, like, all the tools are there for him to be a really, really good corner. Last one here from CBS NFL minicamp. For him.
That's a jersey you go buy.
Yeah, absolutely. NFL minicamp overreactions from CBS. Last one here. The Steelers are a 10-win team with Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, they're a 10-win team with everybody, so why not?
It's not an overreaction because of what RJ just said. They win eight or they win nine no matter what anyway.
Yeah, I think that. They are, like you guys say, they're typically going to be a nine-win team minimum anyway. And I think Rodgers is going to find a comfort there. And plus, I mean, he's saving the environment. He's giving pens back to trainers and stuff so that he doesn't waste a bunch. But yeah, I think 10-win team is pretty much a slam dunk for them with Aaron Rodgers there now.
All right, there it is. B-Low. On the home of the Dallas Cowboys. And what are the two new additions that they have, Bobby?
Perrion Winfrey and Robert Rochelle, two guys who have been drafted. In the fourth round of the last 3 or 4 years, high upside athletes, and we'll see if they can put them together.
Who will be the biggest loser this week on Worst Take? Our brand new Friday 9 a.m. segment, RJ Hates 90s Rap, a Texas Ranger is getting love, and someone said Caitlin Clark is the most famous basketball player not named Durant, Steph, or LeBron. We need your Worst Take votes and our final concert ticket giveaway of the week next on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.